Service, the friendliness, there we know they're right there and they're going to be reliable and help us out.
Some of us seem to have trouble remembering that those red lights on our dash are not for decoration. The check engine light means exactly that. Your engine needs to be checked by a professional. For all the issues that need attention, Lloyd's Auto Repair in Emporia is there for you. Lloyd's is a full-service shop with decades of experience and the resources to solve all your vehicle's needs. Oil changes, shocks, brakes, engine and transmission work, and everything else your car might need to stay reliable and keep those warning lights off your dash. Lloyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:26, and it's time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. The showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's about showtime. It's about go time, Allison, huh?
Yes, it is. And we are very, very, very excited to have all of our students back on site. Just, it has been way too long.
It really has been. And I know you've been putting in a lot of work, you and your staff and all involved, making this hopefully a successful start to what promises to be a great year. You've got a jump start coming up tomorrow, then school beginning on Thursday. Well, let's kick things off as we normally do, Allison, with some Emporia proud announcements here.
Yes, so thank you. We have, because we have this start of school, we have a few extra announcements, so just want to get that out there for the community and parents and students. So we are in the process of organizing after-school childcare this year for our elementary students. We've been working with Emporia Recreation Center as well as the Emporia Arts Council, and we are anticipating the program starting on September the 7th. That's a little bit later than what we wanted, but it's important that we get that childcare. So the Emporia Rec Center has been looking to hire people. And as we get closer to that September 7th anticipated date, we're going to share out more details as that program is finalized. Along the lines of construction, very excited to report that Walnut Elementary staff were able to move into their classrooms starting last Friday and over the weekend. And Emporia High School was also able to move into portions of the newly renovated spaces a week prior to that. And then, Ron, you know, based on our last conversation, I know that you appreciate the percentages that McHale Gordon provides us regarding construction completion. So we have some updates on that as well. Walnut Elementary is 88% complete and anticipated to be finished in September of 2021. They're still working on a few additional classrooms. So we'll have teachers moving into some space as they are working on those classrooms and moving back into that space. And there, we're anticipating that for December 2021. Jones Early Childhood Center is 64% complete, and I just encourage people to drive by that site by Riverside because it is just an amazing, beautiful building. That is supposed to be finished in January of 2022, so coming up soon. And Emporia High School is 45% complete and scheduled to be finished on October of 2022, so they will be working next summer to really make sure that we're getting that wrapped up.
Allison, thank you for those numbers. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will pass on your appreciation to McCown Gordon because they are very specific.
Please do.
I will. We still have appointment times available for students to enroll. And so we are wrapping that up and getting down to the last few students that we know are in the community to enroll, but just encouraging that if we have new families to please enroll students for that 2021 school year. And we have the enrollment number right here at 620-341-2396 so we can get that appointment scheduled as soon as possible. Last Monday, so a week ago yesterday, we kicked off our back-to-school breakfast and convocation at Welch Stadium with a keynote speaker, K-12 Pam F. Awesome, who focused on teamwork and inclusion. And I want to extend a huge thank you to President Garrett and ESU staff because they helped us organize a very quick turnaround so we could have our event safely outside. We were originally planned to be at White Auditorium. So just really appreciate White Auditorium staff as well as ESU staff for making that happen. So along with some of the challenges that we have with starting our school year, we are having some difficulties getting some deliveries of food items and availability of food items. So our school lunch menus, where they used to be pretty uniform across the district, we're going to have different meal plans at each school possibly. So we just ask parents and students to be patient. Our food service staff, who's led by Denise Cater as the director, they have been working tirelessly to organize meals for each school and just trying to communicate to those vendors so we can get those good quality products for our students. So in anticipation for those menus, we just ask that parents look at that Meal Spot Facebook page for the most updated meal information. Last Wednesday, the Board of Education approved our COVID-19 mitigation strategies, and those are all on our website. So if anybody has any questions, we do have on our website a link on the right-hand side called COVID-19 Resources. And then finally, all of our fall sports were able to begin practice yesterday, so it was great to see all of the student athletes and our coaches out there preparing for the season. Just back to, you know, the best year that we can anticipate for this year. Very much looking forward to it.
All right. Great stuff. Great report, Allison. You mentioned the mitigation strategies. They will be masking in the buildings, USD 253. And you mentioned the lunch menus. We normally have our elementary school students here, USD 253, presenting the daily menus on KVOE at around 6:50 in the morning. That will not be the case just because, as Allison said, they may be looking at different meal plans at different schools until they can get the food delivery situation taken care of. And we had this story a couple of weeks ago with Cisco and the problems they were having staffing. They're having tremendous difficulty finding drivers and warehouse workers. So we've had deliveries to restaurants and now obviously schools affected. So we'll have to put our on-air school lunch menu by the elementary school students on hold until the situation basically can get taken care of down the road. But most importantly, though, the kids will be able to eat. They'll have
that's the big deal.
That is the most important piece of it.
All right. We have a great list of guests here this morning. Principals from each academic level are joining us here this morning to share information about their building level open house plans, jump start, and the first day of school, which is near. And let's kick things off with chatting with Joy McGee. Joy is the principal of Maynard Early Childhood Center. Joy, good morning.
Hey, Joy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us on the radio today to talk about open house and the beginning of school. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's first talk about open house at the Early Childhood Center.
So the teachers at Maynard have been working really hard to make contact with all of our families. We have open house tonight from 3 to 5 p.m. by appointment, and they have been setting up times for families to come in and bring their students to meet the teacher and visit their classrooms. If any of our families have not had a chance to make connection with their teacher, we would like them to call the office today at 341-2260 and set up a time so they can come and visit tonight, because we know that this is a big deal for our kiddos and our families, and we want to make sure that they get the opportunity to get in and meet those teachers.
What's involved, I guess, in the open house process here is, aside from a simple meet and greet, Joy, because I know there's probably a lot of this is introducing the district to a lot of parents here this week.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, you know, our big thing is that we just create a positive experience with Emporia Schools. And so the kids get to come in, they get to see their classroom, the teachers get to give some parents some information about what the school day is going to look like, talk to them about how they like to hear communication from us, and answer any big questions that they might have before that first day of school, when we know that nerves can be kind of high from parents and students. So our job is really just to make them feel comfortable and have a positive experience with our school.
Again, Joy McGee, who is principal, Maynard Early Childhood Center. So your first day, the 19th, Joy?
That is correct. We don't have a jump start day, so all of our students will start on the 19th. And our morning session is from 9 a.m. to 11:50, and our afternoon session is from 12:35 to 3:25.
Are you going to be pretty full with kids, you think?
We are. Our class lists are looking really good right now. We maybe have a couple spots in our four-year-old program, and we have a waiting list for our three-year-old program. So our classrooms are going to be at capacity, which is exciting for us. We want to serve as many kids as we possibly can.
It's great to hear those two words, at capacity.
At capacity. Yeah. That's amazing. Joy, let's talk a little bit about, very quickly about, I guess, the goals and objectives that you have at Maynard, not only here for, I guess, the existing, you know, policies, goals, and objectives, but really what you have coming on board here after Kev Ashaib had been the principal for years.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're working really hard this year to kind of establish some goals and vision, kind of dreaming big for the future as we're excited about moving into a brand new facility that creates some opportunities for us to be more of an outreach to the community, have some more space, offer some more things. And so a lot of us, our talk as staff, has just been about looking forward, about all the things we hope to get to do in the future and the ways that we want our community to be able to count on us and partner with us for all of our youngest learners.
You excited?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I got to take a tour, and it was amazing. So we're really excited to get in that building as soon as we can.
Oh, yes, it's great to see great progress there. Joy, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again for having us.
Good luck. That is Joy McGee, who is principal, Maynard's Early Childhood Center, joining us. Things get underway, of course, the 19th there. And let's now talk to Mr. John Martin. John is the principal at Village Elementary School. But, John, you have the weight of the world on you here. You're representing all elementary schools, UST 253, this morning. I know you can handle this.
Well, I appreciate that confidence. I don't want to mess this up, or Allison Lyman from Timmerman will never let me live it down.
We're sure that you'll do a great job here, John. So things ready to go. Let's talk first about to a Village. You set to go for Jumpstart, and then the first day of classes on the 19th?
We are very excited about it. You know, Jumpstart will be tomorrow from 7:55 to 11:46. And there's, you know, I've done this for a few years, but there's nothing like the first day. Seeing kids jump out of their cars with brand new backpacks and new shoes, and just that excitement to learn that you just can't duplicate anywhere else.
So what about any open house activities you know about the elementary schools here, John?
Yes, all our elementary schools are going to be open tonight, and each school is going to be a little bit different on how they schedule time in, and we're doing that for the safety of the kids, the family, and the staff. Village Elementary is using Sign Up Genius. We announced to the parents, we emailed each parent, and we also posted old-fashioned class lists on the outside of the building so parents could schedule a time that works for them for Sign Up Genius. And each school did it just a little bit different, but I think some schools are going with alphabetical. But just if you have a question about what's going on, feel free to call your neighborhood school, and I'm sure your principal will be more than happy to set something up for you.
John, how excited are you to you know, launch here, even given the fact that we've got, you know, obviously COVID-19 matters, and it seems like, you know, COVID is becoming old hat here when it comes to planning process and procedures?
You know, it's a different feel than last year because we understand what we need to do, and we've planned. We've used the dreaded word pivot again this year, but we're willing to do whatever it takes to get our kids in the building and get them the best education that we can provide. So we're excited to get our kids back, all our kids. So like I said, it's just there's nothing like that opening day feel that we get on the first day of school.
Well, John, best of luck to you and all the elementary school faculty and staff. Thanks for all the hard work you put in to get things revved up and ready for a Jumpstart tomorrow. Of course, open houses tonight and the first day of school on Thursday. Thanks so much this morning, John.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Let's say good morning now to Mr. Bazan, Stephen Bazan, who's the principal at Emporia Middle School. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, Stephen.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing all right. Sounds like you've got a little bit of a head start on everybody because you had your open house yesterday.
We did. Great turnout. I think we've had students in the building really for the last couple weeks, just in and out, getting their feet inside the building, walking their schedules. We had a lot show up yesterday. their eyes looked like they were smiling, so that always makes us feel really good. We enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, really what you've got left before you officially launch with Jumpstart tomorrow, and then the official day of classes on Thursday. What is today's schedule really looking like for you and for the staff?
Today, staff's just in their rooms, finishing, getting ready for Jumpstart in the first day of school. So they're tidying up their desks, making sure all the supplies are ready to hand out to the students. Jumpstart tomorrow is really designed for our sixth grade students, any new to the school seventh or eighth grade students, or any student that over the last year really didn't make it in the building and is interested in attending. They can also attend Jumpstart. And it's just a day to help the students get grounded in the building. It's a short day. It's a late start and an early release because it's a Wednesday for the secondary schools. So it doesn't start till around 8:55, and it gets out at 11:17. But it will be enough time to create some certainty and expectation in the kids. We have a unique schedule for their day, and that's going to lead us into the first day of school on Thursday. And we could not be more excited to see them come into the building. So we're pumped. There's going to be student council students in the building all day tomorrow, some today, and all day Thursday, and they'll be stationed all over the school to help students open their lockers for the first time and those things. So we've got a large community of support, and we're anticipating some good days ahead for sure.
Well, Stephen, we know you have your finger on the pulse of, you know, your staff at Emporia Middle School. How excited are they to get the kids back in there?
We're excited. You know, there's a general consensus that the curiosity we have is how do we engage the kids, you know, after the year they've had, and how will we do that at a level that's appropriate and at the pace the kids need. And that's really what we've been trying to work on preparing for the last week as a staff, being there for them, getting ready to listen to them, hear them, to learn their names and their needs. And engaging them in the academic process, because middle school is, you know, it's a unique time for the kids. Yeah. And so that's what we're prepared for, and I think we're really ready for it.
Well, you know, the beginning of a new school year always, you know, there's a sense of excitement and thrill for all involved to get a new year started. But I think this year maybe a little more so than normal, being what everyone had to deal with last year. Well, Stephen, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck this year.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you.
Good to talk to you. Let's say good morning now to Dathan Fisher. Mr. Fisher is the principal at Emporia High School. Dathan, good morning.
Hey, Dathan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, how is your open house schedule setting up here for this week?
So we have open house this evening, 5:30 to 7:30, and so we're inviting families in by grade level. So we'll start with our freshmen at 5:30. We'll give them about 45 minutes to get in here and look around, walk the building, go through their schedule, meet their teachers. We have an activity fair set up we'll have that set up in our gym so they can see all the different clubs and organizations and sports and athletics that they could have a chance to be involved in. And then right about 6:15, we'll invite our sophomores to come in, and they have about 45 minutes in the building to do that as well. And then we'll end with our upperclassmen, our juniors and seniors, towards right about 7 o'clock. We're still welcoming our upperclassmen to come in, even though maybe they know the building. And usually we don't have a lot of attendance from our upperclassmen, but we'd like to extend that offer this year to have them come into the building and participate as well. But we are really looking forward to, you know, a large group of our, especially our freshmen, showing up for open house tonight, and sophomore, junior, seniors as well.
What about Jumpstart on would be Wednesday, Dathan? How important is that?
For a new freshman, most of the freshmen I talk to and parents I visit with this time of year, it's all about nerves and, you know, kind of nervous about what's going to happen. The building, they find, you know, they they think the building's, you know, just so big and large and there's so many hallways. And, you know, once they get in here and start walking around, they realize that it's laid out pretty simple. And there are some hallways here and there that you have to navigate through, of course, but for the most part, Jumpstart really gets our students, freshmen and new students to the high school or new to the district, a chance to come in here, go through the building, meet their teachers, just kind of have the building to themselves before all of our other students start to show up on Thursday this week. So it's important to show up for that and, you know, start to meet who's my CAP teacher, which is Career and Academic Planning. Maybe some would think of it as advisory, get a chance to all come together and spend a little bit of time with each other before everybody shows up.
How important, I guess, is the jump start as a ramp up for the staff?
That's pretty important. It's kind of awkward though here because, you know, a lot of our teachers who we organize the day with CAP teachers. And so if you have a career and academic planning class that's a 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, you usually don't have very many students with you, but we use those staff members to help do some supervision in other areas and just help in classrooms as needed with the freshman classes. And so it allows our teachers also to dip their toes into getting back into the swing of things and start meeting students and, you know, just starting to see what the building looks like and feels like with students back into it. So it's good for staff as well.
So, Nathan, talking about that staff, how excited are they to be able to have the students face-to-face this year?
I don't think I have words to express how excited they are. It's a situation to where, you know, everyone I've talked to is just saying, oh, we're so thankful we get to have kids back and thankful we're not going to have to, you know, talk into a camera or trying to look through a computer all day. So I know our staff are extremely excited and, you know, they've been planning a lot over the last week here together on, you know, how do we welcome students back? How do we build those relationships? How do we get them reintegrated and back into the swing of what, you know, what we would like to say school really needs to look like? And so it's an exciting time for sure for all of the people in the building.
Well, the kids will be coming back, and I heard earlier in the broadcast that the, you know, construction is 45% complete out there in Emporia High School. So how exciting is that to have that in progress?
The construction is it's extremely exciting, and we're now eagerly waiting for our art department to get completely renovated. I'd say they're about a month out from that, maybe a month and a couple more weeks. But, you know, once we get that art department put back together and completely renovated, it's pretty much going to be brand new. I kind of been telling people it's going to be state of the art, no pun intended, but you know, we're looking forward to maybe around our career and academic planning parent teacher conferences, maybe trying to do a little bit of an open house for that area as well, so that people can start to see what's the building starting to look like with these renovations that have taken place with the bond project. The addition outside on the north side, you know, that's also, you know, taking shape and, you know, looking really nice as well as for what it can. I know they were putting steel up yet last week, and they had a big crane here, and so they're continuing to move forward with that. I think they got the high wind shelter or the FEMA shelter. It's pretty much blocked in, and so we'll start getting everything else around it to start going up as well in the air. And then, you know, our football field, I went out there yesterday and walked it a little bit, and they're sewing it together and getting the turf put down, and so everything's starting to take shape. I think that football field will be ready to go, hopefully, I'm gonna say here within the next 2 weeks. So it's all exciting. Everything's going to be get some new things for our students and for the community. So things are going well, and we're excited about everything that's taking place.
A lot of good things happening. Nathan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Allison, sounds like you've got some folks that have things lined up and we're set to move forward, huh?
Yes, we have just a great administrative team and great staff members, and everybody is ready. We are ready to start school.
All right. So big thanks this morning to Joy McGee, who is the principal of Maynard Early Childhood Center, John Martin, principal at Village Elementary School, Steve Bazan, principal at Emporia Middle School, and Dathan Fisher, the principal at Emporia High School, along with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, joining us on the Emporia Showcase this morning. Allison, thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. We always appreciate the opportunity.
That is this month's Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice for two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 850.
So you found a home online that you want to see in person. What's next? Contact me, Gwen Longbine, at Eck Real Estate to schedule a showing. Before your showing...